We go home.
Yes, darling.
I don't want to be here.
Aw, yes you do.
It's work, and there's so much good TV to watch.
Yes, I heard.
Do you understand what we're going to leave the studio for?
Yes, I do.
What the stakes are up to. We're not only talking the second Game of Thrones of the season, which is yes. being meowed at us right now. Meow, 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 meow. Yes. Ooh. Wasn't that a flawless cat impression, by the way? Did you hear that? And you were like, wait a minute. I am hearing cat in stereo now. What gives? He's only playing one file.
I don't think so.
That was a cat and yours truly doing his own meow.
That's great.
Yes. So we've got Game of Thrones.
Yes.
And we have Mad Men. 2 hour season premiere tonight. There's so much shit I want to watch.
That is the season premiere?
Why is it 6 nights a week? I could fucking not care about what is on TV. And once a week,
it's
roughly 18 watchable hours that overlap in a 2 hour break.
That is true. Sunday's a good TV night.
It's always the good one. And then sometimes there's even like new cartoons.
Yeah.
Or there's like football leading
but
into
wasn't
Sunday.
Wasn't that always The Sopranos and 6 Feet Under? Wasn't that Sundays also? So they just...
I never got into 6 Feet. Like, I'm sure that'll be something where John's trying to be lazy. And it'll be like, you know, because right now I'm avoiding reality by rewatching The Sopranos. Obviously, I write my own show for HBO. And so this is good that I'm watching it a second time and boning up on what went into making it such
it
a good
great.
Show. It was amazing. What the fuck? Do I really have to make excuses for rewatching it?
No.
I'm right now getting through the part with Johnny Sack almost whacking Ralph because he made fun of Ginny's fat fucking ass. So good. Pio Mai is about to die.
I like it. I always like The Sopranos.
Sopranos
Very
is amazing.
Well done. Yep.
The shittiest season, season one. Everyone's like, oh, that's when it was good and violent. No, it was still finding its way. It was still rusty.
Well,
it was fucking like a virgin.
Well, they had to start it somewhere.
Exactly.
So it's got to
build.
But
so many people are like, it was the best, and it just went downhill. I'm like, you're dumb if you say that.
Yeah, but nobody starts a snowman and says, oh, it was great when it was just flakes. You know what I mean? You got to build it into something. You're
well
right, so.
Put, yeah. Aristotle. Well, let's do the introductions. It's okay. Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. With me today is Allison Frank.
Ta-da.
She was showing off her looks because we had a little photo session.
Yeah,
she
how about them?
Brought a camera, and she was... very insistent on showing herself in the headphones, being like, look at me and my tits and my headphones. I'm a broadcast professional.
How about that?
That's my Allison impression. Flawless, just like the meows, right?
Oh, my. Let's not talk about the meows.
You want to get a hold of Allison, you go to facebook.com/papasbasement.
Sure.
So far, so good. And while you're there, by the way, like us.
Yeah, sure.
We love it when
Absolutely.
We get a like.
We're fabulous.
We've hovered at 400 for months now.
Wow.
I get up to 401, 402, and I'm like, finally, momentum taking over. 500.
Yes.
Pussy hair away, and then like 3 people unfollowed. I'm like, what did I do?
You gotta build it up.
I don't do anything offensive enough to get unfriended.
Really?
That
no,
probably
I don't
sounded
think so.
Very facetious to me. I'm never
You're
just
a nice
like
guy.
Posting race hate
no
and
no.
demanding that people of a different skin color laugh at it.
No,
I'm not that obtuse.
No, because you're not your mom.
Yeah, my mom. We'll get to that in a second.
No, we won't.
Oh, we will.
Scout's honor. We will not.
We have to.
No,
I'm sorry.
I cannot do it. You're going to get us killed. You're going to get us
Well, now
dead.
They have to hear it. Show's website's inpapasbasement.com. We put a new one up every Monday, every Thursday. They're typically recorded live on Saturdays, but this week, Allison was selfishly paying her bills.
How
trying to make
that?
A living doing wedding photography.
Yep, it was great. And it was a gorgeous day on the golf course. We had an outdoor wedding.
On a golf course?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yep, Shenandoah Valley Golf Club, I guess.
So with the wife, it was 19 holes?
The end.
Come on. Come on. Give it to me.
No. It was beautiful, actually. And I thought he was busting my chops, the lead photographer. I thought he was joking. He said it
you
was
were
an
the,
out.
You were the wee photographer?
Yes, that's correct.
When,
I'm still learning. I'm getting
when
my
When does
seat.
Allison shine? On this show, you're the wee co-host. You're the wee photographer.
I shine in my everyday
course.
Life.
Okay, that's true. You're the star.
Yes.
You're the star of Allison's world.
That's correct. Everyone likes... Everybody wants to be me.
You are, you're obnoxiously charismatic. You're everything I should be. Like, if you were a dude, you would get so much pussy.
That's true.
You just walk in and start cracking wise, and everyone's like, that person's hilarious.
It's good times. I mean, it's good natured, and I think that people can tell just by reading my face that I can take I don't have that.
I don't have that in me. I walk in, and I'm just, like, scanning for tits to gawk at.
Wow.
And think horrible, silent thoughts of.
Yeah, maybe the beard, too, you know.
Don't ever, once I'm out and about and have a fridge of my own to stock with good food, and I'm back to a reasonable human weight again.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not being hunted.
Right.
For my precious fat, which can be rendered into oil, and my bones, which can be.
Is that why it smells like fries in here?
Scrimshawed upon. Yes, I was sweating, and the lights are hot, so it smells like French fries.
Delicious.
Once that occurs, the beard will go. I will have a celebration the day I'm fit and can lose the beard again.
But why do you want to cut your hair? I mean, why don't you want to leave the Jew fro, the Greek fro?
What you just said, it looks unkempt as shit. I love being able to roll out of bed.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times it's like I wake up to some customer saying, I'm locked out, get me in. I don't want to have to wash shit. I want to take a piss like and splash water on my face and be on.
Yeah, but it's like a prison look. You know what I mean? Like you just got out and you got to see your parole officer on the way over there.
I don't like my fro. I'm starting to gray too. So I look like Cruella de Vil.
Or skunk.
Reverse Jay Leno. Exactly.
Yeah, but there's remedies for that. You just put a couple little dabs in there. It's good. Shoe polish.
You can't use Gresham formula.
I don't want to
even though I'm Greek.
Soups to
nuts. It's made out of lead. It's literally made out of lead, and it stinks like fuck.
Who cares if it's made out of mercury? You'll look beautiful.
I have dye. I have dye, but you're supposed to use it after your haircut for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I guess because dye, especially dude's dye, which you just really, it takes 5 minutes. You just put on gloves and dump it in your hair, and that's that.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't penetrate too deeply to the root. And so you'll have the tips brown, and then you'll get your hair cut and look like a fucking skunk again.
You know who should know this is, I should know this, because both my parents were in hairstyling school. My dad went to hairstyling school, and my mom went to barbering school. And so I should know this, but I don't really
know. Should be in your blood if I understand DNA.
I can do a do. I could do all kinds of do's. I've braided your hair before.
That's true.
Yes.
I looked exactly like Latrell Sprewell.
Your mother was so mad. She just kept chanting, take it out. Take it out.
Just like Kim Kardashian did.
The end. I am not talking about that.
We have to talk about
that. No, I cannot.
That.
She said, don't say anything.
My mom said, don't talk about her watching porn accidentally last night. Is that what she called to tell us in the car?
No.
By the way, Twitter, it's at Papa's Basement. That's the last thing I need to get out there. Yeah. Oh, and at In Papa's Basement, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Absolutely.
It means the world.
Yes.
That way you don't have to hunt. You don't have to go to my website.
No.
Everyone wants to bypass that eyesore.
Yeah.
It looks like it's hosted by CompuServe.
Wow.
It's ancient.
I don't think it's
that bad. GeoCities page. Like you click on half the links and it's that little guy with the shovel. It says under construction coming January 97.
No, it's not that bad. But they should definitely go there.
They can do that. But just do the iTunes subscription.
Yes,
give us
absolutely.
A great review.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all I ask.
Yeah.
If for nothing else, based on the strength of this voice, these golden pipes.
Oh my.
Where I sound so confident.
That's right.
Because I don't anywhere else.
Yeah, how come that doesn't carry over outside?
Because the studio's safe. I can look at porn in the studio. I can fart.
Yeah.
I can eat food.
You can do that in public, too.
There's laws. The studio is a
There's
sanctum.
There's no law against farting or talking to strangers. You know,
strangers
but if you're
are scary. I have a mic in front of me, I look like I'm blowing the Terminator. It's a position of power.
Yeah, but, I mean, as
that
long as you're not going up
phallus.
To girls asking them if they plan to go to their car alone later, then I think you're fine, you know?
Are you parked in a garage, miss?
Yeah.
Are the fluorescent bulbs in that garage flickering ominously?
Yeah. My thing keeps going in and out. My headpiece.
You and things going in and out. It's the second time
you
said that.
No, we are not going to talk
because
about that.
Because you want to talk about
no.
a certain someone who might have given birth to me.
Yeah, okay. That certain someone just called to tell us
finally
that she loves us.
Finally seeing the...
And especially me.
The Kim Kardashian and Ray J
No.
tape. I said it, Allison.
No.
I said it. My mom last night, reading a story on MSN.com, apparently.
Oh, man.
For I don't know why. They mentioned the Kim K sex tape, talking about Kim K in general.
Yeah.
And they had a link, MSN, to a live, like a fully loaded
I guess
copy of Ray J.
This is the first I'm hearing of it.
It is not, because this is where you have to take over. I wouldn't have mentioned it because I was busy getting ready for the show.
No,
but she was talking about the film
to you. I think she was talking about ice cream.
Well, okay. What did she say about a certain flavor of ice cream cone and what was happening to the ice cream cone?
I cannot. I don't know.
All right. Then let's just act out the conversation we had in the car beforehand where you told me all these things. And I thought, what a great segment. And then my mom called and said, don't discuss this on air. But she doesn't.
And she made me promise.
Oh, come
on. And she made us both promise.
We're not. It's not like she watched this with a fucking toy in her twat or something. She just saw porn, incidentally.
Yeah.
She clicked out of curiosity. We've all been there.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. You're just like, big gay cock sex. Is this a straight site? And you click and 30 minutes later, you get your answer.
I mean, if that's what happened, if that's what you're telling me for the very first time.
Yeah, that's what happens sometimes. So you can discuss what happened to my mom. She got confused. But after the confusion was sorted out and she took in a couple minutes, couple of hours of the Ray J, Kim K sex tape, what did she happen to say to you?
No!
This isn't a good shtick.
This is a great shtick.
No, it's not.
Then you need to call your mom and ask for permission.
You sound like right now that I'm begging you for anal. Hold on.
Yeah, if you call her and she says it's okay, then I will. But other
than that,
I cannot talk about it.
Fine.
He's dialing.
I'm dialing. I can't. We're going to just put it on speaker.
Oh, my.
Right up to the mic. This is the ghetto version.
Let me tell her that I love her first.
Okay.
Can she hear me?
She'll hear you. It's like a normal speakerphone.
Hello?
Mom, can we discuss you watching porno on the air for a bit?
No. It's embarrassing. No, I do not want that on public record.
It wasn't your fault. You clicked on a link not knowing what lurked.
What?
I just want to tell you that I love you, Maria.
And I was really upset last night.
Yeah.
And so, and it, naturally, I mean, there was something on MSN that said Ray J or whatever his name is said that, well, you know, I got it first or something. And then I clicked that, and then the next thing I know, it gave me the choice. And I thought, I've never seen it. Let me look at it.
Fine. So that's all we would report on the air.
Well. Anyway, she was disgusting.
All right, love you.
I love you too.
There you go. She just said it unwittingly into the mic.
Oh my. You're dead now. You're
my
dead.
Mom was very appalled by the Ray J, Kim K sex tape.
Yes, she was. She said it was disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see how someone might be.
I mean, I've never seen it either, so.
I've watched it.
Yeah.
I know that blows your mind. Hold on, I'm trying to send a text while leading the show as well. I am brain ambidextrous like that. It's not a real word, but hold on one second. Just text when you are here. This is me selling things while also at the radio station.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's great.
Very clever like that. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Kim doesn't fuck all that well, and Ray J doesn't fuck all that well, which is ironic because if I had to have a figure, that's a very girly way of saying it.
Yeah, but I think that if the camera's on and whether you're going to leak it or not, I think you're aware of that, so you're really not, you know.
I think you would ham it up. You would really try to, like, fuck like a jackhammer.
No, I think you think, oh, what if this gets out? Then I don't want my role to show, or I don't want this, that.
Well,
and I don't
he
want
just is this really fit black guy with you know, big dick. That's what they have, you know. And
I don't know.
Oh, that's what Allison knows so well.
I mean, I'm a nurse, and I think I've seen one in a textbook or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. A scrapbook. He bangs really slowly. I'm like, I fuck better than this dipshit. And she's just sitting there. She doesn't screw worth a damn. Although I've always said a chick, like 90% of fucking for a chick is looking good. And then 10% is being wet and not smelling bad.
Oh, my.
That might be closer to 30%. Mm. But they don't have to put much effort into it, at least in my book. The chicks who like get on top and really work it and do this and that. I'm almost like, why do you feel the need to be so good? What happened in your life?
I think, you know, there's a part of it that comes into theatrics, too, which can be a turnoff, you know? Everyone likes someone to be into it, but you don't want a show where it's just, you know, a lot of volume and, well, theatrics, that's what it is. So nobody really likes that.
I'm trying to think. Theatrics. what level's acceptable? You can't fuck a mute. That's creepy as shit.
Yeah.
You feel like you're having sex with an Asian or raping someone.
No one likes the cold dead fish.
Yeah.
I
that
mean,
is gross.
Yeah.
You have to hit just the, I don't like the big fake like, that shit either.
Yeah.
Just like, I want to hear like a heavy breathing and some moaning. Like you just couldn't hold it in tight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I almost didn't want to let you hear me come, but I did. It escaped my lips. That's what you want to hear.
But I think that's what kind of everybody wants to some degree. You know what I mean? Nobody
really
wants somebody going
okay,
crazy.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I feel this is another one of my strengths in bed.
Yeah.
I'm actually good with the volume and able to like make good noises and shit like that. Do most guys just sit there like silently and then you're just like, oh, just semen's all over the place. What happened?
I don't think so.
Really?
I mean, not in my experience. So
in your experience, are they very, is it like almost the other way, like porno style?
No.
Where it's like, I'm getting ready.
No.
And the ropes come out. I love that. The porno guy cum sound is so much. It sounds like getting a hemorrhoid removed.
Just, it's not.
It's a very guttural noise. It's very identifiable.
I don't know.
It's
don't
never natural.
Yeah, you just don't like someone to overdo it. And you don't like to underdo it, too. So you got to play
it. Porno actresses are the same way.
Yeah.
But what's so funny is how hot
yeah.
the ones that like look much more real in their performance. Holy shit, that's good.
Yeah.
Like when they're just kind of like silent. You know who was a perfect example? Miss Delaware. Like you could tell she really wasn't into it for the most part.
Aww.
That one's bordering on rape, but like maybe her second film when she's just learning to turn it on
you
a
know,
bit.
You know, when she's crying and she's eating.
It was it was almost like, Daddy, why'd you abandon me?
You promised me goldfish crackers.
Yeah.
What am I doing?
She's
here?
Sitting there clutching a blankie in between takes, using it
is
to
my
wipe
mortgage paid.
Wipe seed off her tum tum.
Yeah, that's not good.
That might be a little too quiet if you look at the Miss Teen Delaware performance.
I haven't seen that either.
Just a notch above that, that's where it's perfect. I really dislike porno chicks where it's just like dick wham inside them, immediately just, then flip them over, wham, right in their ass, big fucking 8-inch circumference cock in their ass, no effort.
Yeah. Well, the thing, too, is I think that when they're transitioning, some of those women just keep the noises going and you're thinking, hey, like this isn't the effort that he was putting in just a moment ago. And yet you're still, you know, the moans and sighs and groans are equally the same.
Yeah.
And he's transitioning. You know, he's not in anymore. You know, he's actually went and got a sandwich and more lube.
And you're here in the same production. Yeah. I'm not big on that.
Yeah. That's no fun. No fun at all. I could go for a soda, actually.
Could you right now? I'm a little thirsty myself. We've already done 20 minutes, though.
My
pretty
lips
painless,
are
right?
So dry. Yeah.
Well, we got a bunch of shit we can get to.
Okay. I'm
gonna let you pick.
All right.
Ladies' choice.
All right. Let me hear it.
We have as follows. My trip with Maria into D.C. for the cherry blossoms.
That sounds lovely.
It was.
Yeah.
It's the reason I'm so depleted. I'm full of Z-burger and memories of traffic. And I just can't keep
going.
She
said it was lovely.
She had a great time.
Yes.
She didn't have to drive.
Mm-hmm.
She got to be Miss Daisy.
Yeah.
And I put on my blackface.
Yeah. I got you.
I was Batman's bitch. Yeah.
Aw.
We got that. We got a friend of mine dropping a bombshell.
Oh.
Regarding his personal life.
I got you.
That of he and his lady.
Zoinks.
Or him. I don't know what it is. Grammatically. That one's big.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got Mad Men. I called it the Mad Men pop quiz, but it's not a pop quiz. It's just five things I want us to lay down numeric bets on.
Oh my.
Like what's going to happen this season.
I gotcha.
And a big segment I have been waiting to do for about a week now. I think ever since Walking Dead was wrapping up.
Yeah.
And we had Game of Thrones starting. So that was a week ago from today.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about us being in literally like the golden age of television drama and what your thoughts were on that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sad we didn't get to do that one with Howard because he was very opinionated that we're not.
Oh, yeah, because he had a,
because he's Howard.
Yeah.
He's always the contrarian and he's good at it.
Yeah.
But I'd love to do that one. We can either toss
that
in the second.
Let's do that because you started with Game of Thrones and the music and all that. So we can just
hold on.
Go right
let me
into it.
I have it still pot it up. Do you mean this?
Oh, my.
That is what I started with.
And we see images of cats.
Yes.
The cat singing.
Just look up Game of Thrones opening sung by a cat. And it's some horrible Siamese cat meowing the theme. I've never actually owned a Siamese, but my mom had a couple. She said they sound fucking sucked.
They sound like humans.
Really?
Yeah, like babies crying. It's really freaky.
That sounds horrible right
there.
They'll
be like, let me out. I was like, did your cat just say let me out? Because let me out.
I've never had a pure breed cat. They've all just been like fucking mongrels we got from, you know, their mom just crapped them out on a sidewalk. And we were like, hey, give us that.
Yeah, they're like, they're definitely those Siamese cats in Lady and the Tramp where they're like, we are Siamese.
They were fucking cocksuckers, those two cats.
Yeah, well, that's how they really are. So they were depicted.
That was enough to poison me against them right there.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Ah, taking a nice meaty on-air swig.
Yeah, I could go for one myself.
Are you really thirsty?
I really am. My lips are so dry.
We're taking a pause right now.
Okay, good.
Go and get a drink.
All right. Do you have change? Do you have a dollar?
We're back, Allison.
Hi there.
Yeah, that was good, right? That was seamless.
It was seamless.
I'm just going to leave like a 5-second muted deadness.
So much.
It'll just be us saying, we're going to go get a drink, and then you cut off in the middle. Do you have a dot?
Oh, my. I am refreshed, though.
I'm still thirsty as shit.
Why do you have your water right there? That's not
I
even
ate
supposed
so
to-
much diabetes earlier today between the Z-burger and the milkshake and the onion rings.
Did you have onion rings, too? I could go for some of those.
They're so good. They're
at the
house.
That's a vegetable, right?
It is. The batter, too.
Oh, my.
Motherfuck!
Oh, my.
Yes. I leave that door shut for a reason, you cocksuckers. I know that my voice is carrying enough for you to hear it.
Oh, my.
Sorry, there's a studio right next to ours. I have to, like, walk out and passive-aggressively shut the door every so often and go, hey, the noise carries. And they go, ooh, sorry. And then it's just open 5 seconds later. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Rookies, I can't wait for you all to wash out of this. None of you have a creative bone in your body. You will contribute nothing to society. And the money you spent on the class will be for naught.
Oh, my. I'm not chiming in. I can't hear you.
You should. You should. Just look at the people around you and be like,
no.
I'm good. And if my odds are nothing, yours are just the definition.
I'm just going to polish my halo.
Your odds are Ryan White beating AIDS odds.
No, thank you.
So let's talk drama.
Okay.
Good. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready? I don't want to bother you in your phone time.
You should talk. You're taking orders. You got people coming over here for
to make some video game sales. What? Yeah. What? That's how a pimp runs his life.
Oh my!
Iron fisted, just money coming in all times.
Yeah. You need a shovel.
I'm on the shitter and I'm working out multi $10 transactions.
Your mom's outside the door. What are you doing in there? Making money.
Making it rain. Plop.
Yes.
Last week, the initial inspiration for this was the premiere of Game of Thrones coinciding with the finale of Walking Dead.
Oh, it's over. I didn't even know.
I mean, for the season. It's not like a series finale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Twitter was lit, as was Facebook. Everyone posting about what happened with Rick and the governor and how fucking psyched they were to see the little midget. Yeah. What's his name? Dinklage?
Oh. What are you getting all mixed up?
What? Peter Dinklage, right?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were still talking about Walking Dead.
Yeah, except the little zombie midget. How great would that be? Why hasn't there been a zombie midget yet? Holy shit.
Yeah, we should write to them. Oh, my gosh. I can hear them cackling.
I know. You fucking laughing baboons.
Oh, my.
Knock it off. Holy dog shit.
I changed my mind. I can't hear anything.
Oh, really? You can't hear that? Yeah, okay. We'll pretend.
I changed my mind.
But I was thinking.
Yeah.
Whenever, and I know a large part of this has to be simply social media exists.
Yes.
15 years ago, you couldn't watch like an episode of LA Law or whatever the hell was going on and be like, hey, that was a great LA Law. I didn't watch LA Law. I'm sorry.
No, I didn't either.
So how about X-Files?
What was the one with, oh gosh, I hate his face. He was in Dexter also. Oh, it's on the tip of my tongue. He was
we sound
Hispanic.
Very broadcasty right now.
The Hispanic dude.
Shit. The one that was
Smits.
Jimmy Smits.
Oh, God. What was he on? I can't stand him.
Was he not LA Law?
Oh, maybe he was. So it's the same show.
Yeah.
No wonder I didn't watch it because I can't stand that guy. Oh, he's just so. He's not.
You find him smarmy.
You do, and he's not handsome, and I just don't really like the way he carries himself. So he's just not. I don't know. He was one of those favorite
cases where they thought they were way bigger than the show they were on.
Yeah, exactly.
And
like
left.
A Brian Gumbel. And then he got canned.
Well, you had David Caruso, who somehow fell into CSI, but it was like 15 years that they let his dick twist in the wind.
Yeah. I just don't like Jimmy Smith, so.
Hold on.
I didn't really follow those.
L.A. Law?
Yeah.
Jimmy Smith was indeed L.A. Law.
Yeah.
Look at me retaining shit.
Wow. Yeah, not my favorite.
Now, obviously, a big part of me thinking that people are so into their shows is it's in my face.
Yeah.
We all have hundreds of Facebook friends.
Right.
And they're people we wouldn't talk to but once a year or maybe never, honestly. Yeah. Like coworkers you had 3 years ago.
Yeah.
But their shit is still up there for you to see when they're like, oh, my God, I can't believe what happened to Merle.
Yeah.
You know what's going on with them. But
yeah.
I believe, and I'm going to put this out there, that ever since The Sopranos, we are living in a golden age of TV drama. Literally, the TV drama that existed before the stuff in the past 14, 15 years.
Yeah.
Really, again, The Sopranos, which I think started in 99.
Yeah.
It was shit compared to this.
Yeah.
There was nothing. I'm really looking at what you could put up against it,
well,
especially
you had
older material. There's
I mean, the things like Dynasty and Falcon Crest, they were before that.
That was junk.
Yeah, it was junk, but people were hooked on it, and everyone was talking about it. And who shot JR? I mean, that was just huge. But those were more considered like a nighttime soap opera.
Yeah.
You know?
See, I'm glad you're here.
Daily.
That's a great counterpoint. Yeah. They were.
Yeah.
As big as these are, nothing will ever touch even the shittiest show from like 30 years ago when to be on TV was to be a rock star.
Yeah,
nothing will be Rockford
too,
Files.
You know what I mean? When those were big, too, I mean, there were some good dramas and stuff, but you only had three channels or four channels.
Yeah,
despite
being of lesser quality, they commanded way more market share.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But no one is going back. Even 10 years, we now have Matlock on DVD. No one is piecing through that. Like, can you fucking believe what he did?
No,
in
there
this
is
scene?
A big difference. And the nice thing, too, and you can kind of show how popular it is that those were premium channels. So you actually had to pay extra to have The Sopranos, to have 6 Feet Under, to have those other programs.
You and your 6 Feet Under.
I do like that. I like that show.
You
it was great.
Queer loving, corpse burying.
It was fun. You didn't see it, so you have no right on there. So.
I just know Dexter was on it.
Yeah.
Dexter was on it, and that weird pasty ginger girl who had a career for like
But the other dude,
five
too,
to 7 minutes.
The one that played like the crazy boyfriend of the sister. Now he's moved on and he's doing
Who's
big
he?
Thing too. I don't know. Maybe
Is it on the tip of your tongue?
No, this
Do you
one's
need a
not.
Drinky drink break? A sippy sippy?
No, this isn't like the Smiths. He's kind of a nobody guy, but when I saw him, I was like, oh, good, he got a job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was so he on a screen, or was he giving you nuggets with that?
No. I'm saying he's big. He's done a few other things. I think he's done a couple movies, and now he's on a
regular
series.
I want to see who the hell it was.
Yeah, he's average-looking white dude with curly, dark hair.
He sounds dreamy.
And, yeah, he kind of resembles you in a sense there.
He sounds like a beefcake.
And he kind of, his style there is kind of, with a dry humor, dry delivery. Mm-hmm. So he played a crazy dude on 6 Feet Under. And the Michael Hall or whatever his name is.
Michael Cancer Hall.
Yes. He, his boyfriend, I just thought he
That's
was.
That's right. He was a gay on the show.
That was the extent of my
6 Feet Under
but not
experience.
Not only was he a gay, but he was dating a black guy.
Yeah, but exactly.
This guy was super dreamy. That guy was way hot.
Was he one of those light-skinned brothers with green eyes? Because those are the ones I tend to fall for.
No, he was bald-headed. Bald-headed black guy.
Ooh,
I think he had
a
mustache, which I'm not sure.
That's very old school. Yeah. Almost Clyde Drexler-esque.
I don't know, but he was handsome. That's all I can remember. I can't really picture him too well other than I remember thinking, wow, he's a handsome guy. I think because he's tall, he's big, chicks like... tall guys.
Do they?
Yeah.
Said the 5'9" is struggling for 5'9", probably 5'8" and a half.
You can get lifts.
Do they? Really?
Tom Cruise wears lifts.
So I can be like Carlton from Fresh Prince.
What's wrong
Will
with
can
that?
Torment me about my lifts.
He doesn't have to know. I won't tell. I didn't rat on your mom. I'm not going to rat on you.
I don't want the lifts. Because then you both pull off your shoes, and she's expecting to pull off her heels and suddenly be up to like
your
shoulders.
Take off your shoes and you go right to the couch. Everyone, you know what I mean? When you're on the couch.
You pop them off while you're on the couch.
you're six feet then.
Things are getting hot and heavy, and you're stripping down. Before you get in bed, you're just naked except for your shoes. So you look like a human chicken.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? It's fine enough. At least you're tall.
It's true.
In her mind.
It's true. They would rather you be tall with horribly disfigured animal feet.
You know what? I told you this. MSN did this poll, and in this poll, they asked women, like, the five least attractive things they find in the opposite sex.
And I can name them.
Number one.
Can I do it?
Okay, go ahead. I don't remember the other ones. I only remember one and two. I don't remember what they said after that.
What do women hate most in men? Like, what will fastest?
What attracts them to men? What makes men attractive to women?
Height, confidence, power / money, however you want to put that. Fitness.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice one. And sense of humor. That's always the bullshitter. That's always the...
Well, and that's what they say, too.
Well, that's the problem. You know why it's such a trap? Women, for the most part, have garbage senses of humor. What they find amusing is retarded by actual funny man standards.
Well, and that's what comedians will say. They'll say, you know, every woman says they want a guy who has a sense of adventure and a great sense of humor. And they said, you know, if that's the case, why don't rodeo clowns get more tail, you know? If they're out there in a barrel being funny and seeking adventure, then, you know, why aren't their girls just lining up for them?
You're right. They should be able to drop their overalls and have a line of groupies who want to rim them.
You're like, hey.
Rodeo clowns shouldn't need toilet paper. That's how much they should be in demand. And yet. So what were the things the girls liked?
What I was surprised.
Was I dead on all five?
Well, I don't know. I only know one and two. And that's because.
Are the rest
that's
on the tip of your tongue?
No, they are not. Not like a Smits moment. Number one, even above. Number two was. A man who has
a lover
who has a poor career path or occupation.
Very unsexy.
That is unsexy. But even more so than that, so he can be homeless, but he's got to be tall. They don't like short men.
Absolutely.
That was number one.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Yeah. The career path, though. Yeah. Very much. This might be a hypothetical because I probably shouldn't talk about like my day-to-day work shit where I work as a locksmith.
Yes.
And I don't even feel the need to elaborate that I own the company.
Right.
Because you know what? It's a one-man company. Yeah. I'm also the grunt who's out there doing work.
Right.
But I had a customer out front talking with one of her lady friends and they were discussing men.
Uh-huh.
And one of them was mentioning she was doing the online dating scene.
Correct.
And she says, I was hit up by a guy.
Yeah.
I believe he's like a contractor, a handyman, and could not get out fast enough. But he's not one of those guys who has to work with his hands.
Yeah.
I think he owns the company. Literally fucking 5 feet in front of me while I'm sitting there, screwdriver in hand, toiling away, trying to fix her fucking door. Yeah. I felt like a field slave and Mass's wife is just going, nigger this, nigger that. 2 inches from me. I'm like, lady, come on.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know.
They do not like what they perceive to be a lowly job. And it's, which is bullshit because there are areas like in New York and Jersey where, you know, the mob props up the unions.
Yeah.
You can be like a checkout boy and make $85,000 with overtime, with benefits.
No, but I do know, I don't know about bag boys, but I do know that when a lot of the construction and things like that,
the
too,
dock workers, I think like in the mid 90s were 60 something with
so
full
they're
benefits.
Like industrial. They're like, I'm a steel worker, which sounds lowly, but they can make some cake.
And it's annoying because, you know, a woman certainly wouldn't be above taking that money and living comfortably on it.
Yeah.
But she'd fucking be snooty about it the whole time. And like the instant. Yeah. He doesn't put his clothes in the hamper. I'm not picking up a steel mill worker shit.
Well, the thing about it is, too, is that I think women do like men that have money, but they also like
men
who wear their wealth. They don't like the miser. It's not enough to have the money and to have the safety net and to have the retirement if they don't have the Beamer and they don't have the
money.
Yeah.
But they don't want the guy who's working hard for the money. It's like they want all the cash, but if he's staying out late to work for that cash, they're fucking the pool boy.
Well, it's not. I don't know that it's necessarily because, you know, he's, you know,
no, they want
of
the
his
wealth,
lowly
but
occupation.
It's also I want the attention paid to me.
But those guys, my point is, those guys are not building, you know, their reputation financially. They're not buying houses and cars and those. They're happy with their old pickup. They're happy with their thing, you know, that gets them to and from work. They love their dog. You know what I mean? They don't need to go out in clubs. They don't need to do VIP night. So there's a difference there, you know, in your status. So, yeah, they can be the dock worker, but they're at home. They're living like the dock worker,
guys,
too. So
that's what pisses me off, because you know what? Guys are simple as shit in their demands. Be attractive.
Yeah.
And be of like the same intelligence level. That's
I don't even think that that's true. I don't think that.
And a lot of guys probably don't even need that so much.
No, women do not have to be attractive. And what was the other thing?
I said for me, like for me to stick around, you have to keep me amused. Like the conversation has to stay good, and I have to want to fuck you to begin with.
But I think you can want to bang someone if you like them enough. You know what I mean? Haven't you banged an ugly person? Yeah, you banged them. Yeah.
I'm so beautiful that when I'm having sex with them, they become better. You know what I mean?
Because like they're basting your
glow. Well, it's like
glow.
This garage band, and for some reason, Jimmy Page walks in and just plugs
like
in the guitar and shreds with them for 20 minutes. And for 20 minutes, that wasn't a fucking garage band. That was Led Zeppelin in a garage. And then he walks off, and they're back to being nothing.
Oh, my. This was not good.
That's how I feel sex with me is. You are jamming with Jimmy for a bit.
I'm just picturing you mounting some pasty white whatever, just doing air guitar.
Yeah. No. Strumming.
That's horrible.
Blasting.
No, but I think
cashmere.
You're right. For men, it doesn't. I mean, they
I don't
do
think we
think
need
that
so much. Women just want you to walk this line. And the irony is women, at least in my experience, more replaceable than men because the age factor, not as big with men.
Correct.
There's a lot of girls out there who will like fuck way older guys and in fact get off on it.
Right.
Whereas women, I've dealt with a bunch of women who like are getting in the midst of a divorce and shit. And when they have to go younger, because that's what they'll do to prove their point. Like, I'm still desirable, but they'll fuck like 23-year-olds. And it's laughable.
Oh, it's gross.
It's like, did you help him with his algebra before he ate your cooch?
I don't know. That's gross. I mean,
I've seen that a lot. And it's really funny because I don't know what they think they're proving.
That's necessarily. But as I'm older, I find that younger men are also more attracted to me. So it's not necessarily
there's like
ladies.
This,
it's not our fault either.
No, it's this.
Who's coming on to us?
It's a challenge thing. Yeah.
So these guys, you know, they just grow some great big eggs and they're asking everybody out.
But I just,
I think you'd like my mom. She's going to make us brownies and then we can go fool around.
It proves nothing that you're fucking a 23-year-old. He would fuck a 2x4 with a hole cut in it that was lined with bologna.
Yeah. I mean, but I mean, when you're blowing their mind because they've only had that.
Yeah, they fucked a 16-year-old 6 months ago legally.
So.
You're sitting there 20 years of cock experience under your belt.
I mean, that's not my cup of tea.
You're putting your finger where?
Gross. I don't know. I just think that, I mean, short men, they just.
Back to the short men.
Yeah.
Off of The Sopranos. We just torched that one real quick. I can tell that was a hit with the audience.
We're going to talk about the golden age of drama, and then we just end up with.
It was a
good
segment, God damn you.
Well, you know, it happens. But it is tough. I have a couple short friends, and
I've never felt I was short enough where it was an issue. I know my height's not going to get me pussy.
Yeah.
But like 5'9", I'll just say 5'9". Fuck it. I measured 5'9" once or twice at a physical. 5'9", as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
It's never been like you're short. No one gives me shit about it.
Yeah. No.
I'm a touch short, but it isn't freakish. I got my boy Richie's like 5'5". Both Riches I know are something like 5'5". That's short.
Well, here's the thing.
That's hard to get laid.
I just did this wedding a couple weeks ago, and two nights before the wedding, I was working on the wedding cake, and I was at this manor all by myself, just working in the kitchen.
Wedding is the process of removing weeds from one's garden.
Anyhow, so the
Simpsons reference. One person that got it.
An aunt of the bride came in, and she was dropping off some flowers, and she had with her a guy with her. Anyhow, he said a few words, and then he said, oh, that he had come from, let's say, Ontario. He had blah, blah, blah. He was visiting from Ontario, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So then they leave. Now the whole family comes home. They had gone to the dress rehearsal or something. And anyhow, they all come in, and I said, oh, by the way, the flowers, they're out in the garage. They're to stay out there. They're to keep cold because they need to be refrigerated, but it's cold enough outside. Keep them out. And they said, oh, who else was here? And I said, oh, it was this little guy. And they said, little guy? Who
little
do you mean?
Guy.
Yeah. And I said, he's just a little guy. I mean, I don't mean little like young. I just mean like he's short.
And can't be thought of as a full man.
Right. And he's not
When you
not
describe
old.
Someone as little guy, it's never followed by that I'd like to fuck.
No. And I said, he's not old, but he's not terribly young either. He's not like a teenager.
Was it Mickey Rooney?
Well, nobody knew who I was talking about. Absolutely nobody knew. And I said, oh, he came in from Ontario. And they're like, Mark, he's not a little guy. He's 5'8". I was like, well, he just seemed like a little guy. He seemed shorter than me. I don't know. Are you sure he's 5'8"?
That's so racist.
Anyhow, so after that, I said,
did
you know,
Mark hear that? And you ended up
you
giving
know what?
Mark a tuggy?
At the wedding and at the reception, he came up to me and he said, hey, I'm not short. And I said, hey, listen, I told them not to
tell
you.
No, he should have said, hey, I'm short, but I'm not little. And then pointed at his cock.
I said, everyone,
with a sly wink.
You know, is, you know, they made it bigger than I did. But yeah, I mean, it's
And he looked
not
at you
tall.
And just went, poor choice of words.
I mean, he is kind of like a garden gnome. You put him on a red hat and you can have him in your lawn. And everyone thought that was hilarious at the time. But when he came in, they were like, oh, that's not very nice to say that about Mark. And she's like, my husband is 5'8". Do you think he's short? And I said, you know, he's handsome. Like, I don't want to get any more trouble. It's bad enough.
Five,
I talked him.
I've always figured 5'8 was like kind of short-ish, but
he's
not enough where if you're
very little. And they said that he
like
had
five,
recently lost a lot of weight, so he was kind of little.
What, in his spine?
And he was short. So he just was like a little man to me.
Uh-huh.
I guess because I'm attracted to like 6 foot. No,
you like to like, meat on your bones.
Like, I think a lot of women, they like 6 feet and up.
Yeah, they do. Fucking cunts. That's why I have to do like 90% of my legwork online. Then I just show up and it's like, well, this is a mild to moderate disappointment, but he's not a rapist and he doesn't smell bad. So I guess he can touch my tits.
Oh, my. I'm just saying. But I have one short friend. He's 5'6", and he just gets a lot of tail. I mean, he's just like,
short tail.
He gets all
short
kinds.
Tails.
I mean, he's
really?
Great, yeah. But he's also got his JD and his MBA, so he's, you know, very smart. And he's cunning and blah, blah, blah.
He's,
so when he walks in.
He's cunning.
He looks like the Hamburglar, but he commands that room. When he walks in, he owns it.
He walks in, he's like, robble, robble.
He's like, hey, Stu, hey, Stan, is Denise here? We want a table in the back. And you're like, have you been here before? And he's like, no, I don't even know if there is a Denise. He just works the whole place. He's like, hey, can I buy you guys a drink? You mind if I bum a cigarette? Next thing you know, we're at a party. He's just that guy.
He's that charming.
Yeah. And because he's that guy, then he can get it. But my other friend, he is not that guy, but he's got a good job. And he's got a nice car. He's got a nice condo. He travels for his work. He's very thoughtful. He's polite. Loves his mom. Has traditional beliefs in relationships.
Okay, what about me?
And he cannot get a chick every time he shows up. And I think he's 5'7". Or maybe 5'8", 5'7". And yeah, he says it's a big turnoff. And a lot of people just dismiss him. He does a lot of online
dating,
too.
Well, I think
too.
Because it, like,
but women
it probably
cut that
weighs
mark
on
off.
Him. Yeah. I don't know. I just, look. The real cutoff to a chick is, for the most part, be at least their height or like an, you know what I mean, inch tall or something like that.
Yeah.
If he was going out there and saying I'm 5'10" or 5'11" in the profile and hounding
doesn't,
girls.
But I think what he was saying is, and I'm not familiar with dating websites, but they can mark like who can contact them by their height.
Oh, by height, definitely.
Yeah. Like you can say I want a slim build or I only want redheads or whatever. And they'll just, like, it's like 6 foot
or 5'10".
Like,
you can't even
see
the profile or some shit, yeah.
Yeah, so he gets a lot. He can't kind of even get in the door because he's honest. He's 5'7", or whatever he is. I think he's 5'7".
He should just, like, fuck short Asian chicks or something. They're just happy to do a white guy.
I guess. I don't know if he's been that route. I mean, he's been on a lot of dates, so anyhow.
Poor fellow.
Yeah, poor little fella. Oh. Poor little guy.
Poor little guy.
All the little garden gnomes.
I haven't done, like, online dating shit really ever. Like, not that I don't pull online ass. It's the best ass. But it's always through, like, other sites and shit. Like,
right,
I haven't,
social networking. Just
I guess,
broad,
yeah. Like, once I'm getting back out into the world and being a man, I'm sure I will join Plenty of Fish, OkCupid, stuff like that. Because it seems fun.
Yeah. I don't know that it's fun. I mean,
really? It could just be a brutal...
I don't know. I think dating in general is kind of a drag. That's why I never like
to
use that word.
That is so mind-boggling because you seem so social. Like, you can't get enough
of,
like...
I am social, but I don't like to go out on a quote-unquote date. I think it already sets up the idea for romance. And so it's already built on this, you know, foundation
of
romance.
And then it's a failure if that doesn't occur.
Correct. And like, if it's awkward or whatever, and then you don't really quite want to be that person's friend anymore. And I've always said this before, like, if you've had something in common, like if you and I both were Trekkies or we're both into Al Pacino and we both love potato chips, and then
everything
I've
you've said so far dead on,
and then I find a potato chip that looks like Al Pacino and I want to call you up, like, we have that in common, and I think that if we were friends and we went out as friends, like, we could still banter about that and text about that and, you know, take a picture of our Al Pacino potato chips and send it to one another and laugh and feel all warm and fuzzy. But you know, because you've got this great big mole on your face and you walk like a duck, I'm not really attracted to you that way, but we can still be friends.
I'll be honest.
But it goes the other way for chicks, too. Like, maybe you're not attracted to her, but yeah, she's got that quirky sense of humor and you get along really well.
What trips me up, I hate datey shit.
Yeah.
For the most part, like, almost everything that's considered
I asked you about that, and I was surprised. I asked you if you had ever gotten a girl flowers, and you said, no way, that's not in your date
I've
call.
Never... Okay, I've definitely never, like, fucked someone and given them flowers, and...
That's almost disrespectful.
I had, like, one... Yeah, exactly.
What are you, Zorro? I think he's the only one that can do that and just throw a rose. You know what I mean?
Just, like, a bunch of origami daffodils
Unless
made out of ones.
Unless you sound like Antonio Banderas. Like, you can't get away with that. Ooh,
I've had them
that?
Sent once, like, for Valentine's Day or something. Yeah. Like, to my very first girlfriend.
Yeah.
And that was it. I've really never gone the flower route. But so I just... kind of what you're getting at, it's artificial.
You know what, for me, a lot of times that is too,
like, what you have to just go out to dinner, but a best dressed dinner.
Yeah,
everyone has to look fancy. It can't be like, fuck it, we're going to Sizzler, there's a 2 for $20 deal going on.
I mean, I'm not into buffets anyway, but
Sizzler's a buffet.
I think you get a steak and then you get the buffet, isn't that like a Ponderosa?
Why aren't we going there?
I don't like it.
Everything you just said sounded amazing.
Ugh,
it just built upon itself.
Gave me a bellyache just thinking about it. No, I just don't think, I mean, I don't like, I don't get into novelties and notions. And I've said this before too, like, who wants a stuffed animal with, you know, where there are two apes and they're hooked at the magnetic noses and it says, I go ape for you, or you make me go bananas. And you think, you know what, unless I had an affinity for monkeys or whatever, like, I don't know why you gave me this. This is stupid. And why do I need a stuffed animal? Like, I'm a million years old.
Yeah, that shit does get old. And
but when you
nothing
do flowers or things like that, like, it's
something that can die. Because I'll tell you one thing, nothing makes me more bitter than the dumb trinket shit that you buy a significant other and it just starts piling up in their room.
You mean like that heart keychain you gave to me?
Don't know what you're talking about. And
oh my, no.
And for me, I just think, like, how much fucking money after the breakup did I waste on this garbage that you know is getting chucked the instant you're out of the picture?
No, but I think, again, if it's something that's specific to you and it isn't specific to just the novelty or the idea.
Can you smell that, by the way?
No, and I don't want to. I hope nothing.
They've been running silent for silent and innocent for a long time today.
This is not good.
And I guess the burger is kind of working its way through the tubes and the milkshake. That's a lot of dairy and beef. And
not good.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, microphone. You have to smell it because you're right next to my nose. And I know my nose is smelling it.
No, that's gross. But yeah, I think flowers are nice. And candy. I mean, if you said you had a thing for, you know, a Snicker bar and the girl brought you a Snickers bar, then you'd be tickled. You know what I mean? You eat it. It's
How
gone.
Did we get here?
I don't know.
How did we get here? I wanted
you
to talk about.
Here.
I wanted to talk about how The Sopranos broke all the rules.
Yeah.
And the fact that you could do a show nowadays.
Yeah.
Where unapologetically, if you missed like the first season, you were very fucked.
Yeah. I don't know.
You're like, I don't know. You said that. You want to do the Mad Men quiz?
We can do it. I'm not that familiar.
I want to do the Mad Men quiz. Well, it's more silly than a real quiz.
I gotcha.
Like,
okay.
We're kind of just laying odds.
Okay.
This is where if I did show prep, you would hear da-da, da-da, but I
didn't. I like that song.
It's a good one, right?
Yeah, give
it's
me
a great theme song.
You can't power it up.
All right. Give me a second. I'll get away from the Google search for Jimmy Smits.
Oh, God. He's
dreamy
so,
Jimmy Smits. So
he is
dreamy.
Not. Oh, and then when he was banging LaGuardia, oh my God, I thought I'd die. Ugh.
I want to fuck LaGuardia.
Ugh, like, I hate her.
She has a weird appeal to me.
Oh, now she's gone. Thank God.
Oh, permanent sense?
Huh?
Oh, she's gone, gone?
Never mind. Did you not see it?
I haven't watched in like 3 seasons.
Oh, sorry.
Who killed her?
Deborah did.
Deb killed LaGuardia?
Yeah, to protect Dexter.
Oh.
Dexter was there, and he was going to do it, and then she started waking up, and then Deborah, and that's how the season ended.
Why were they killing LaGuardia?
Because she started finding out who Dexter was.
So they killed like an innocent just to cover Dexter's tracks at this point.
Yep.
Isn't that crossing the line according to the code of Harry, the code?
It is the code, but he's broken the code a couple times, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. Is this it?
Let me see.
Are we going to hear a commercial at the beginning? That would be awesome. Ooh, there you go. Look at us all show prepped up and shit.
Wow.
So this is to introduce my little Mad Men odds game.
Okay, I'm ready.
Going to ask you 5 questions.
All right.
And I want you to put down a number figure. We're going to save these and keep track of them.
Oh, my God.
We're really not going to do that. Not at all. But someone might remind me later on that I said these things.
Yeah.
Well, how fucking long is this version of the song? It cuts out right there.
Oh my.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right. 5 questions.
Okay.
They're all number answers.
Oh my. Okay.
First question.
I'm with you. What is, why are you dragging it out? Just say it already.
I like it. I like teasing it.
Yes. Okay.
How many times in this upcoming season will Don Draper cheat on Megan, played by Jessica Parise? Yeah. And if you want to be creeped out, Google Jessica Parise.
Okay.
She has worse teeth than Jimmy Valvano.
Oh, don't say that.
They're bad. They're bad choppers. Great tits, too. That's like she's bared them in some other show.
Yeah.
Or a movie, I suppose. What headlights on her? But fuck me, the teeth. They're those teeth that, first of all, aren't pressed together.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like she could floss with kite string.
Yeah, not good.
And baling twine even. Not only that, the gum comes way down low
like,
on the teeth.
Don't say anything else.
That's why when she smiles on the show, it's just kind of like that, like that very weak, like my mouth is barely parted. Because they can't show where the gum actually starts on the tooth. It's creepy.
Oh,
not that she isn't fuckable as shit, little Miss Zooby Zooby Zoo. But fuck me, those choppers are screwed, man.
Yeah. So that's
You're in Hollywood. Get them fixed. Yeah, it's his younger wife, the one he got after Betty.
Okay.
And so far, he's been faithful. But if I recall, the end of last season, some hot young thing is in a bar and he's had a fight with Megan, if I recall. And she's like, so what do you do? Or what's your name? Or some bullshit. And he pulls out his big John Hamm penis.
That
part didn't actually happen.
Right.
But how many times do you think he'll cheat on Megan this season?
Once? Yeah.
I'm going to go with thrice. I want to make things spicy.
Okay. All right.
You ready for question two? I know question one blew your brain.
It did.
Hold on. We need to play a certain something that's going to kind of sound appropriate for this. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here's me being prepared. Question two.
Oh, gosh. Seriously?
Yep. Each time you're going to get it.
Oh, my.
Yes. In the previous season,
yes,
there was a scene with Roger Sterling,
Okay.
The Gray Fox.
All right.
John Flattery is the name, I believe, in real life. Receiving fellatio from the mother of Don Draper's wife.
Okay.
My question to you, how many times will Roger Sterling cuckold Don Draper's father-in-law this season? Will it happen again? Will he bang that sweet Quebecois pussy?
It's done.
It's done?
Yeah, it's done.
I'm going to say it happens once.
Okay.
The stakes are high. The stakes are high here.
Okay.
Hold on. There's a song I want to cue up before asking you question three.
Oh, golly, Ned. Seriously.
It's not what you think it is.
Really? Because I can see what's happening.
You didn't think it was this, though. For some reason, you suspected Indigata De Vita. I don't know where you got that because I'm playing the Mad Men theme again.
Yeah. Or Wipeout. That's what I'm
going to bring it low. Question three.
Yes.
How many times will Pete Campbell rape this season?
Oh, my.
Yeah, I believe that was two seasons ago, maybe last season. Pete Campbell, one of his neighbors, kind of had a German house lady.
Yeah.
And Pete raped her. Mm. A little bit gray, but mostly black and white rape.
Yeah, he's not going to do it anymore.
This is where you and I agree. No rapes for Pete Campbell.
He's done.
In the current season of Mad Men.
Yeah.
All right. Now, before I ask you the next question.
Oh, golly, Ned. Wipeout. You're going to play Wipeout.
I want you to place a bet. What song will get played?
Wipeout. That's what I'm betting.
You're incorrect. It was the theme from Mad Men. Frankly, I'm a little surprised you didn't see it coming that time. Even animals are able to distinguish simple patterns of an auditory nature. Question four.
Yes.
Last season, one of the biggest scenes was your Peggy Olson whacking off a boyfriend in a movie theater.
Okay.
How many public sex scenes will Peggy Olson perform this season?
Oh, my. Maybe one. I don't know.
Going to go with zero. You're being very optimistic here. And frankly,
because she could do it anywhere. Like it doesn't have. It could be at the office. It could be at somebody, you know.
I'll give you all of that.
Yeah. It just doesn't have to be at her own place.
All right. Question five.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. I'm finding Wipeout on YouTube.
Yeah.
Now, what song am I going to play? Is it Wipeout? I'm telling you right now, it's Wipeout.
The theme to Hawaii Five-O.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
You are incorrect. It was
the theme to
Mad Men.
I was so close.
Let's bring that one back down for question five.
All right.
And again, I just want to keep track. Someone who actually listens to the show,
all right,
keep track of this throughout the season.
Okay.
How many times in these topsy-turvy, I believe this current season is set in 69 or something like that.
Okay.
We're meant to be, the times are changing.
Okay.
How many times will there be interracial sexual intercourse in this season of Mad Men? It can be had by Peggy Olson, Don Draper, any of the lesser characters. The fat guy that fucked the Krishna woman.
I don't know. Has it happened
yet?
The
blonde guy. Do not believe there's been no on-screen sexual intercourse between the races.
Uh-huh.
One of the guys had a black girlfriend, as I recall, and he later left the agency and became a Krishna.
I gotcha. So I'm going to say none.
I'm going to say once.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Peggy Olson gets involved with a Negro.
Do you know that already?
No.
Oh, okay.
But I'm laying some bones on it.
Okay.
I think I got that one in the bag.
All right.
Okay, we're free. This episode is wrapped up.
All right.
Wasn't that pretty painless?
Yeah.
We actually did a shit ton of material.
Yeah, we're all over the place.
Come on. Well, what? Have you not done the show before? Come on. You don't know how it works. What did he say? What did Will say?
I said, you know, we should have some notes or something so we don't get off track. He goes, that's just how we do it. That's how we roll.
He despises notes, though.
Yeah.
Will is an agent of anarchy and confusion.
Yeah. Wow.
Allison.
Yes, darling.
Thank you for doing the show.
You're most welcome.
We're going to put up your lovely photos as well.
Okay.
So that all the boys can jerk off and stalk you.
Oh, easy.
And if they want to find your Facebook profile to DM dick pictures and all that fun stuff, you go to facebook.com/papasbasement.
Okay.
And find Allison Frank.
How about that?
It's only one Allison Frank.
Yeah.
Not Allison Franks.
Yeah, just one Frank.
That's how a brother would pronounce it.
Not
Allison's Franks. Just Allison Frank, singular.
Correct. Correct.
Me, I'm John Papagiorgio. The show's website, inpapasbasement.com, has a new episode every Monday and every Thursday, as well as my writing. Also got all of our contact information. There's inpapasbasement@gmail.com. My personal Twitter that I do a lot of stuff on, so please follow that, @papasbasement. And the link to the iTunes feed for our show is at inpapasbasement.com as well. Go there and subscribe if you own any iDevices. And if you don't, just go to the website and stream the audio from there. Until the next episode, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.